To solve a rope and pulley problem, we take a series of steps. I'm going to describe the steps. They might not make sense at this point, but the following two examples will take you through these steps and you'll get familiar with them. So step one, you're going to choose a datum. This is a fixed line that you're going to use to measure from. So it's like an origin. You're going to choose one datum for every direction of motion. So the previous video showed A and B only moving up and down. But if you have something moving left and right, then you would need a datum for that direction as well. All right, so number two, you need to measure. So you're going to measure from the datum to every moving particle, and you're going to give it a name, usually S, because we use S to denote position. And it's going to go away from the datum. So that means you're measuring from the datum outward. So if motion is outward from the datum, we consider that to be positive. All right, so number three, you're going to write the rope lengths in terms of the position coordinates that you just drew. So if you have two ropes, you're going to need two equations, one rope, one equation. So it'll all be in terms of the S variables that you use to denote position of the moving objects. Once you have that, then you can take the time derivative of the position equation and get velocity. You can take the derivative again and get acceleration. So this will relate the velocities and acceleration of the different objects and tell how they move relative to each other. You know, which one's faster? Does one move up? Does the other one move down? You can tell that from these equations. And of course, once you solve the equation and you get a relationship of the velocities, you want to make sure that it makes sense. You know, because physically you can see what's going on. So if the equation says that body A goes up, body B goes down, is that really physically what's happening? All right, so go through the examples and hopefully those steps will make sense.